Yeah, so it's been a tough month, but all for a good cause, to raise money for Movember, for men's sort of health and mental health issues, really. So yeah.
Morgan is from West Norfolk Rugby Club. I'm sure that you must be absolutely exhausted when you step onto the field for a game after all of this.
Yes, I was. It was tough the first couple of weeks on a Saturday, running out and playing. Especially, it just made the challenge a little bit harder, as I had to vary the times I was running and cycling and things, just to make my body accept the fact that I was to play on a Saturday. But we've got there in the end. I've not got any more games now until I finish this. So we should be able to have a bit of a rest
heading into the final stage. Just go over again exactly what this amazing man has done and is doing. He's 19 marathons throughout the month, and like you've said, you're running, you're walking, you're cycling, and you're doing this before work and after work. So you're still living your life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a bit of a hectic month. I try and get out as much as I can in the morning before work. It just makes the evenings a little bit easier. So yeah, it's an average of about 26.6 kilometers a day. And so I'm doing sort of 50% of that running and 50% of that cycling. So that's 400 kilometers of each throughout the month.
And I'm really pleased to hear that you've raised nearly £5,000 between you and the club so far.
Yeah, it's going a lot better, I think, than we expected, and we're all really pleased to have been able to raise such an amount of money for such a good cause.
It is such a good cause, because men don't talk in general, do they? And this month especially, it's all about changing people's thoughts, opinions and minds about mental health. And there are lots of people out there to help, and we'll can put you in touch, in fact, if you're listening to this and think maybe, you know, I need to talk to someone in a second or so. But it's quite close to you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, men's health in general, I know it is very difficult to talk about. It's difficult to talk to sort of your friends and people close to you. And also sort of losing my cousin, who was a similar age a couple of years ago to mental health, really sort of made me start to think about it a lot more. And it was something I decided I wanted to try and do, to try and raise a bit of awareness and some money for the cause.
So you're in to the final week. How are you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling good. Motivation's a lot higher this week than, say, perhaps last week. There are a few times I didn't fancy going out or getting up in the mornings, but yeah, this week the body's sore, but the motivation's high, and I think that's the main thing. I think it's all a mental challenge, really. If you put your mind to it, you can do it, no matter how much pain you're in.
680 kilometres down, 120 to go. You can do it. You can. And you're going to have help, aren't you, on the final slog, like you said?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just did another 12 kilometres this morning before work, so with one of my work colleagues as well. So that was great to add that to the total.
800 kilometres will be what you've done by the end of November. And scarily, that actually equals a shocking number, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's 800 kilometres, which is 800,000 metres, which is 1 metre for every man to take their life annually. So it just really does hit home when I'm running or whatever, and I think like this next meter's tough, or I can't do another kilometer. That's just always in my head, that each step and each meter I do is for each man who takes their life. So
you realize you could have just grown a moustache for all of this, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I have done that as well. I shaved off my beloved beard to grow a moustache as well. So anything and everything I could do, and I wanted to challenge myself physically as well. So,
okay. So where might we see you running towards your goal?
So on the marathon, I'm starting in Snettisham, and I'll be running sort of through to Sandringham, up to Lesiot Way, and then majority of it will be finishing off around King's Lynn. So I'll be entering sort of the Wootton's area, and then up to the Southgates roundabout, and then finishing at the rugby club.
You're so amazing.
yeah, so that's the 26 mile or 42.3 kilometres, I think I worked out of the route is.
If you want to find out more about Morgan's marathon and marathons, West Norfolk Rugby Club are easy to find on Facebook, West Norfolk RUFC, or you could visit the website, westnorfolkrugby.com. And if you want to find out more about men's mental health or just need some help yourself, it's always time to talk. 856 Foundation is a fantastic place to start. We'll put links to them and another chance to listen to this chat on our podcast page very shortly. Good luck for the final few days and very quickly back to West Norfolk Rugby Club. I know you're not playing this weekend, but how's the season going?
It's going okay. We've got a sort of a very young, new team put together. A lot of boys have, including myself, gone off to uni and come back to play. So we're building at the moment and then hoping for a strong second half of the season.
Well, good luck with the season. Even better luck with your fantastic course for men's mental health. Morgan, thank you for coming on the radio to tell us about it.